Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for April 20th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. I'm talking to you today about a handful of faith. I love the crystal clear wisdom given by Joshua in Deuteronomy 22:5. It's a handful of wisdom from today's reading in the one-year Bible. Literally. There are five simple directives, one for each finger of my hand, given by Joshua to thousands of male warriors from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Just before these faithful servants returned to their families east of the Jordan River, you'll recall they had helped to conquer the promised land west of the Jordan. Joshua challenged them to remain faithful. And here's part of what he said. But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to obey his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. What a simple outline. Love God, walk in all his ways, obey his commands, hold fast to him, serve him with all your heart and soul. Love, walk, obey, hold fast, serve. I love simple lists. Can't you just see yourself memorizing this list as you raise finger after finger, reciting each directive from Deuteronomy 22:5? I certainly can. I raise my thumb and I say, love God. I raise my index finger and I say, walk in all his ways. I raise my middle finger and I say, obey his commands. I raise my ring finger and I say, hold fast to him. I raise my pinky and I say, serve him with all of my heart and soul. You will do a number of things today that won't have a direct bearing on the rest of your eternity. But if you'll work to memorize the five directives in verse 5 of Deuteronomy 22, you'll have accomplished something that can have a direct bearing on the rest of your forever, and likely the forever of others. You'll also have put a big smile on God's face as he saw you with your extended hand and the echo of your quoted verse still ringing in your ears and in your heart. Now that's a beautiful picture, isn't it? As always, I love you, Martin.